It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Zephyr Song this morning on Triple M Southwest. And joining me on Tuesdays is the District Superintendent, Jeff Stewart. How are you?
I'm really good. And yourself?
Well, look, I really appreciate your time. You're in Perth. I've dragged you out of a meeting. What's on the top of the agenda for the police in the Southwest this week?
Probably just regathering after a few busy days of jobs. Probably top of the heap is the latest entrance into the world's dumbest criminals next episode with the 59-year-old and the 34-year-old we charged in relation to having one of those gel blaster firearms taken out of a car and fired against a roadhouse in our southwest, and the people inside obviously didn't know that it was a gel blaster and thought it was a real firearm, reported it, locked themselves inside and called the police, and we sent police from quite a number of locations and did what we call a high-risk vehicle stop, and people may have seen the vision on the TV. And we thought we were actually speaking to people who had a semi-automatic firearm in their vehicle, and it turned out to be a gel blaster. Hence why the government has just made them illegal. It's stupid. It put the people in the roadhouse were in fear of their lives, and so were the police that had to stop the vehicles in full gear, full body armour and everything. And so they win World's Dumbest Criminals this week.
That sounds fair enough to me. It sounds pretty horrific for everyone involved. Probably the World's Dumbest Criminals as well. Obviously, probably thought they were having a laugh and didn't realise the severity of the consequences of their actions. So,
yeah, but I'll say it again, 59 years old and 34
true.
Years old. We're not talking about kids, and hence they can try and explain to the magistrate at Mandra Court on the 2nd of July as to how come the rest of us didn't see it was funny.
Yeah, good call. And it was a busy week last week as well with a couple of fatalities on the roads, which is just always awful to have to be dealing with.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it? And please, people out there, just drive safely, drive to the conditions. We'll be out there. We'll continue to be out there, and we continue to grab the people off the road that we catch that are either have been drinking or using illicit drugs in the system and putting the rest of us at risk. But do everything about, don't use your phone. Make sure you're wearing a seatbelt. Make sure you drive safely to the conditions on the road. It's so important.
With all the sort of increases in fines and all the awareness around it, have you seen a drop in charges against people using phones in cars, or is it staying the same?
It goes up and down, I suppose, when there's a blitz or something like that. But I think it's really good that now that people are policing it as well, people are calling it out as well. I don't want anyone to get in a road rage.
No.
But I know people are actually doing that, and that's what it's about. I'd like to, hopefully it'll eventually go, we'll have technology that won't allow phones to work even in the car if it keeps on becoming a problem or something like that. I don't know, but anything, and we've said it before, anything that stops people suffering the loss of a loved one is just what it's all about. We've got to stop this trauma.
Now, being the Southwest District Superintendent, I actually have a confession for you, Jeff.
Go on.
And I don't know what the repercussions of this confession are going to be.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Last week in the studios here in the Southwest, I introduced myself and asked who he was to Andrew Embley.
Really?
I didn't know who he was.
He's only the Norm Smith medalist.
I know that now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I thought I'd better come clean to you.
Well, that get out of jail free card I gave you last week, I'm taking that back, all right?
Damn it! Oh, well, yeah, that's why I got one in.
While we're on the subject of footy, how good did the Dockers play last weekend? That was really good.
Oh, listen to you being quite gracious.
No, well, it was a bye. They didn't play.
But
it was the best. It was the best footy they played for quite some time.
God, get out of here. Back to your meeting. Thank you for your time, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Ange.
Harley and Rose.